It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM. Take you guys up until 2 here on the program. Leroy, can we get a weather update from the Demesman and Dover Law Firm?
Sure can.
Oxygenaries.com, free consultation 24-7, call me at 866-954. More.
Here's something. Son, where have you been, old friend? Now it's mostly cloudy still, but some sun is peeking through. And it's coming from the east at about maybe 5-10 miles an hour. I'm guessing the rain isn't done. So the way South Florida Floridians drive, if it sprinkles, it takes you 7 hours to get anywhere. Just be careful out there. And it should be a little bit cooler because of the rain, but because it hasn't rained, I'm going to guess it's like 91 degrees right now. Other than that, same type of what we've had about a week and a half of this nonsense.
Yeah.
Fool you with a little bit of sun. And then it's been raining. Am I the only one? Has it been raining and lightning all night, every night for the last week?
It lights up the room.
Yes.
How bad it is.
So
is it bad because you don't like light?
No. Well, yes, but
I thought goth would only like lightning. I thought that would be like the only thing they would.
No, because it connotes storm and sadness for a reason.
Blackout curtains.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my god!
Yeah, dude, you can't let in light or emotions. That's how it works. Well, anyway, Miami Dolphins are getting ready for the Jacksonville Jaguars. 1 o'clock, Hard Rock Stadium. We got the great Kevin Harlan on the call. Very excited to hear Kevin Harlan.
He's got hell.
That's good luck.
Oh, he is good luck. The numbers speak to it. Once they started dumping us with Tony Romo, season one in the toilet.
Look at that.
Oh, you think Tony Romo's super jealous that Tom Brady starts this week?
Oh, yeah, he's got to be. You know, both of them. Tony Romo was undrafted, right?
Yes.
I think he was undrafted, and I know, obviously, Brady, late draft pick.
Mm-hmm.
He's kind of constantly be comparing their careers. Like, stupid Brady can't be so successful.
Watch him predict the play.
Without Brady, it'd be like Romo, pretty good career, you know, undrafted. It's like, last pick of the draft, 6 Super Bowls, 7.
Yep.
And
that's how Skylar Thompson's looking at Brock Purdy right now, seething.
Like, what are we doing here, dude? Come on.
It's like, I could be Brock Purdy. Just give me the chance. I'll be out there. I'd be doing all the Brock Purdy stuff.
Purdy.
So Leroy's mentioned this. He's very excited to see what Jonnu Smith is going to bring to the table for the Dolphins this season. Are you not excited, Leroy, to see what John?
I am because it adds a dynamic to their offense that's going to allow them to both run and pass. It's not just a fast receiver. It's not just, I mean, just imagine what Deebo Samuel does, that one player who can do a lot of different things. And they've tried to do some of the stuff in camp. So I'm interested to see how they use him.
Well, so is newly minted captain, although he was captain last year, Alec Ingold, fullback. He was asked about what Jonnu Smith is going to bring to this offense. Here was Alec Ingold.
And running down the sideline, like, that gets everybody else going. So I think he's doing things the right way, and I'm really excited to see how many different plays y'all get excited about when you see it on Sundays, because dude can play ball.
How big is the package? Jonnu Smith's package.
Yeah, pause that. How big is the play pack? Is that what you're asking? Yeah, yeah. Man, I think, you know, whenever you get a guy like Johnny Wynn.
That is, like.
Can I just say this?
Well.
Can I just say this?
Good reporting.
Nice.
It was a stupid question from a number of reasons. But for face value, asking about a man's package. But do reporters not understand that if you have a player with special input on the offense, you're not just going to tell him anyway.
That's what you're focused on right now?
Yes. No, I don't. Like, look, I expect. Listen, we sit here and make fun of some of the things athletes say. I enjoy when reporters say something stupid. It's not so fun, is it, buddy? You in back? No. That's not what I'm. No. That's what you said.
I thought it was great. Sometimes we gotta get silly on a game week.
Yeah, I get
keep
that.
Keep the city, but, like, city alive.
I don't think you should even expect. Like, why would Engel know what his?
Maybe Engel's too honest. He's a little chatty, you know. They had Engel for like the whole preseason.
But
I'll tell you one thing. You ask Tua. Tua's going to tell you because Tua's too honest.
Tua'll say he'll smile and say, "Well, you just have to wait and see."
I don't know. Sometimes Tua gives you the goods. He's like, "Odell Beckham, you got to see him."
I'm sure. Yeah, that's what he said.
The first time he's like, "Odell, not even running around yet."
You think Omar Kelly used promo code ShowPony last month, and maybe that was why he asked that question? Because
maybe
there's something now that the internet's doing that's like, show me two clips with the same energy, and I'm gonna play this clip and another clip that has the same energy, more or less.
See nine running down the sideline, like, that gets everybody else going. So I think he's doing things the right way, and I'm really excited to see how many different plays y'all get excited about when you see it on Sundays, because dude can play ball.
How big is the package?
All over. Chaz Chisholm is going to start in center field.
Of course, Keith Hernandez.
Of course. Oh, man.
Whoa, Omar.
Jonnu Smith, though, will be doing some crazy things. Hopefully,
but like
my tight ends in my fantasy league.
I don't mind. Like, you can ask whatever question you want, right? But,
well,
in effect, you're asking a team to tell you how many plays you have for a player you find. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, why would anybody answer that? It's just, like, from that standpoint, to ask a question just to ask it, no, you're not really going to get an answer, does what? So they say, oh, well, I had to ask. No, you didn't. Like, if you want to have a conversation with somebody, why would you ask a question that you know you're not going to get an answer for?
I don't know. I thought it was, I didn't think about it.
It was funny. But I just, like, it's just, like, ridiculous. Like saying, you know, hey.
Leroy, you're very upset about this question.
I am.
I think you're the only one who really cares about the.
Like, Leroy is excited about the Jonnu Smith package, and he wants it to be a secret.
As it should be.
Secret package.
One guy yesterday who made captain for the first time. Zach Sealer.
Ooh.
Yeah. Zach Sealer. Yeah,
because they're all
captain.
Scared of him, so they got to vote him captain.
Man, I don't know. The first time he's been captain, they were, you know, Christian Wilkins.
Everybody talks about him like he's their leader. So that I can see why he's a captain.
He apparently is beating everybody to the facility. He's always the first one. He's legitimately always the first one in the building.
That's because he can drive his house right to the facility.
That's true. He's also a hunter. Like, hunters are used to being up early.
Yeah.
You know? True. He goes out
to golfers.
He's you know, he's used to, like, waking up, going into a tree, you know, waiting to shoot a hog, something like that. But Zach Sealer, this was him getting a little emotional, the big fella, on why a captain means a lot coming from a D2 school.
Just shows just hopefully to be a leader and to role model the kids and anyone that's kind of been told they can't do something. I mean, that's what my story was from leaving high school. It was, hey, you'll never play at Ferris. You just best you could do is you're tall. You might give our guys a good look on scout team. To kind of taking off at Ferris 3-4 years later, then honestly kind of following that in the league and taking 2-4 years to kind of find my footing. And it's just to never give up and keep persevering. I mean, not trying to get all emotional, but, you know, it means a lot. I mean, it's something special. It means a lot to me. I'm really excited to be able to put my best foot forward this season for all the guys.
Wow. Got a little high pitch there at the end.
Means a lot to you, man.
Got a little tickle in the throat there for Zach. So he had to get the hell out of there. He goes,
man, got to get out of here.
Wilkins was a captain last year, right?
Yes.
So, you know, another thing that just weighs into it. He's holding it down for his boy.
You know, but I got to say, though.
Uh-oh.
He's his own man.
Oh, that's it, dude.
I just got to say, you know, and I know that Leroy loves Christian Wilkins, but Zach Seal is his own man. And I'm sorry, but he's got a new best friend now, and his name is Calais Campbell.
Whoa!
That's it. It's enough of Christian Wilkins questions.
Come on, dude. It's enough.
You know, he made his choice. Okay. Let me guess. I got to tell you, Zach, I hate to tell you this, okay? I hate to tell you this. But Christian Wilkins is singing Chicken Fried with Max Crosby. Okay? I'm telling you, he's gonna do it. He's gonna do it.
Never.
No, he's gonna do it. We're gonna see a video this year, and then what?
Wow, hey, dude. Can I ask you a question?
What? Wow.
Did Christian Wilkins do anything that any other player would have did on that team? I'm like, you're making it sound like Christian Wilkins left him.
I didn't say anything. Well, he did leave him. But
I'm just saying, you're making it sound like Christian Wilkins did something wrong.
No, I just think it's enough of the Christian Wilkins, Zach Seeler stuff already. You know, Zach Seeler, it's now Seeler and Calais. That's what we got. All right? Two monsters.
Okay.
It's time to, you know, we got to put it behind us. That's last year's chapter. We're opening up a new book. That's all. Well, I'm telling you, you're going to see Christian Wilkins sing with Max Crosby.
I better not.
Oh, he's going to do it.
Max Crosby seems like he doesn't have friends. He's not as, you know, personable as Zach Seeler. Like, Max Crosby's just like, why are you so angry? Like, that's just how I can imagine. Christian Wilkins is taking towels from centers and, you know, shenanigans at the bottom of the pile. And Max Crosby's just angry somewhere.
Well, that's what Max Crosby does, too. Like, remember they had the whole thing last year where they were trying to do, like, extra hits?
Yeah.
On Max, on Andre. So, like, they're just two antagonists, you know?
Yeah.
We'll probably like greet each other by headbutting each other.
Enough of that. Man,
Zach Seeler, man's man, getting emotional.
Yeah. Tough. It's tough to cry. Probably,
he goes, you know, I think after he felt himself, you know, getting a little misty eyed, he probably went and chopped some wood or something like that.
Yeah. It's tough to almost cry. If you almost cry, that's tough. You know, you Caleb Williams it. Yeah, what are you doing here? You know?
Even if you had like one single tear run down.
Yeah. Just one tear.
Oh, dude. Just one. Not one like one. That big crocodile tear.
Oh. No, that no Sean Moreno tear, I was like 14-1. that was a tear.
If you have the one tear, Zach Seeley's like, it's a man.
Yeah, exactly.
Not afraid to show his one emotion.
For sure. You start booing.
His other emotion is just mauling. That's it.
You can never get to the point of like breathing in once you're crying. Once you hit one of these, it's what are you doing here? get out of here.
You can't have a lip quiver.
Oh, no way. His lip has never quivered. Zach Seeler's lip never quivered. Never.
All right.
Caleb Williams. Ugh,
time to get to this commercial package. Back after this. All right, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy. It is a Victory Tuesday. Miami Hurricanes 1-0 after kicking the crap out of the Gators this weekend in Gainesville. Cam Ward looking like a true Heisman candidate after 1 week. I think he jumped a second in the odds after that performance.
So. Who's, let me guess, Travis Hunter first or something like that?
Oh, I mean, that guy's good.
Oh, he is good. He is good.
He is Mr. Everything. Hey, question.
Cam Ward, though.
You want to hear something crazy?
Yeah, always.
Right. Always.
I'm going to read you a message.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'll discuss why is it weird.
All right. Okay. All right.
All right. yeah.
All right. So far, right pretty weird.
My name is Bleep Bleep. I'm not going to give his name.
Okay.
Sure.
I'm a producer here in Jacksonville for the Jaguars flagship.
Oh.
Hope all is well.
Nice.
Don't mean to bother on a Tuesday, But I just wanted to reach out to see if you had any availability this week to potentially do an interview to talk about the Miami Dolphins and the Jacksonville Jaguars. Imagine.
Pretty good.
So far, I know your schedule is very busy.
All right.
However, I'd love to speak with you for this show.
Very professional.
You'd be speaking with blah, 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 blah.
All right.
Times, blah, 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 blah. Do a phone call. Be flexible with your schedule. Hope to hear back to you. All the best.
Yep.
You ready for the caveat?
Yes.
He sent it to my wife.
Well, then.
So I responded. This is what I've been up to, right?
Yeah.
I said, hey, this is Leroy. Why are you texting my wife? Right?
Woo!
Say, yes, sir. My apologies. The number that I found here on my radio station in order to reach out to you was that number.
Mm.
So now I'm like, I've done hits all over the country, right?
Right.
Never happened before now.
Never happened.
Right?
That's very interesting.
Right. So what do I make of that?
I would guess he probably just looked you up on Google. And that might have come up with your wife's number.
Let's see. Find out.
If I had to guess, I bet you just Googled Leroy Horde phone, because listen, your phone numbers are regularly available now. It's very annoying.
Well, I didn't even give mine out like you did.
Dummy. I did do that. But I'm guessing, if I had to guess Leroy, I bet you he just Googled you. That's probably what happened.
That was the first number that came up, even though all the numbers are under my name?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, he saw it. It came up blue, so he's like, good number. And then he texted that number. That's what I would guess.
I get a full background
because otherwise the only other way would be is he had the NFL or the NBA book. No, like we're in a
that should be your number. Right, exactly.
That should be your number. So I'm guessing he just Googled you.
All right,
very professional text though. Other than it going to Big Spoon.
Which is
does Big Spoon have a crazy what's the first three called again? Area code?
No.
Okay, so it's a normal South Florida area code.
Yeah.
Okay, because on one of the first things it mentions is a crazy area code of yours when I Google your name and phone number.
No.
And I was like, all right, I can understand where, like, you know, he probably did exactly what.
So you're going on the show though?
Huh?
Are you gonna go on the show?
Are you gonna talk about it? What's up?
I want to go on it just to, like, hey, man.
No, that's a great story. Like, they, and listen, radio hosts, they love ripping producers. Look at Idiot Frog Boy. What? So, like, what you want to do is you want to go on that show. They'll love it. You can rip Todd the intern or whoever the kid's name is. I forget what his name was.
Poor dude.
Right. But the problem is that if you have any availability between 12 and 1:30,
that's a tough one.
Yeah, that is where we
happen to be busy. You know, unless they want to do some Jacksonville crosstalk.
Oh,
no,
crosstalk.
No, yeah. No. Get off the. Like, you know what's funny? It fits.
Schmeathan says just Googled Marcus's number came 954 ribbit.
the problem is that even at this point I would love to go on just to like
listen, go do a segment. I'd love to hear what this I'd love to get the podcast and hear how this all goes.
What are we doing? But
it's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Then, you know what's funny? After you do that, you don't then give me a time frame. Right? We can squeeze you in this time. No.
Who knows? It might be some kid. It's his first time. He has no idea.
He's doing his best.
My apologies. Like, but for calling my wife? Yeah, okay.
He didn't know that.
It's always
I love the way he just, you know what my favorite is? How he just blew through that small little incident. So what time can you come on?
So, hey, some people are great at it. Some people, they don't care. They can put it behind them. I remember when I was in it, when I was like first producing, and like Sid would tell me to get somebody on and be like, I hate calling strangers. I hate texting strangers. And I certainly hate asking them for their time.
Oh.
And so like just getting it, just when you, and then when you, like, it, even if you get left on red or you get no response, I'd rather just get a no than no response.
Right. But normally, see, most of the people that I would call, I have a relationship with, or we have common friends. So it's not just out of the blue. You know what I mean?
Man. Yeah.
Because those are, like, yeah, I could, like, those are fun to me.
Pants.
But, like, just to, for me to just call and do rando.
You guys, like, rando call? Guy. Never had, well, I know, Leroy, you didn't, but Tobin, you've had 49 fake jobs. You never had like a cold calling career of some sort? Like never had a stint in which you had to
call? Oh, I did that.
Really?
Not cold calling.
Yeah. I did mortgages.
Mortgage? What the hell did you have time
like
to do?
5 years.
Really? Wow, that's interesting.
Not mortgages, but I did have a week where I was filling in for Andy King on Sedano's show producing, and I was like really eager to impress.
Oh.
And so like I was like personally texting like Brian Hartline to get him on the show instead of asking through the Dolphins, and it worked. He's come on.
Yes.
Yeah, but part of it, but like, yeah, man.
That's pretty good. I don't know. Good job. Brian Hartline. That's a big deal.
It was. At the time, Brian Hartline was coming off a 1,000-yard season.
Yes, I remember when we interviewed him, and he kind of shut me down.
Because
I said, hey, what was your record against Michigan? Mine was 3-1. He goes, 4-0.
They were good.
I'm like, I'm just sitting.
They were good. Anyway, by the way, somebody who's not having a great week, sounds like somebody was texting his wife.
Uh-oh. Anybody in Tallahassee?
No, this one's in LSU.
Oh, hey, first of all,
okay.
Y'all can't tell me this wasn't gonna happen with the old fake, my family.
My family.
Like,
hey.
So wait. See, y'all don't get the funny parts of the story. I get the funny parts of that because my dad calls me. Right? He's like, "Did you watch that game?" I didn't have the heart to tell him I couldn't watch it because, well, AT&T or DirecTV,
right?
Right. So I said, yeah, I saw it. He said, this coach got to be out of here. He's a phony. That's my dad. Like,
he is. He is a phony.
Like, first of all, we don't even talk like that.
He's not only a phony, but like I thought this came across as phony. Like he has this press conference that went viral after they lost his third straight season opener loss with LSU. After who did they lose to this week?
Wow.
LSU, they lost to USC.
USC.
Losing to USC.
In Vegas,
yes.
And he is here and just grumpy as ever because he's just red-faced and terrible.
He don't even look good in that purple.
He doesn't. And this is him just freaking out at his press conference, but it almost feels like an act.
And we're sitting here again. We're sitting here again talking about the same things.
Okay. Downs the table.
All right.
About not finishing when you have an opponent in a position to put him away. But what we're doing on the sideline is feeling like the game's over. And I'm so angry about it that I got to do something about it. I'm not doing a good enough job as a coach. And I got to coach him better because it's unacceptable for us not to have found a way to win this football game. It's ridiculous.
Ooh.
Hey, so that's the worst feeling in the world, right? You know, like Tobin would say, oh, look at him on the sideline, feeling froggy, right? Right? Because, you know, you want to feel good, but you also got to realize job's not done.
Tennessee Titans.
Yeah, there you go. I mean, so I get it. I understand it. And it doesn't have – I hate these situations But I ain't mad at the person it's happening to. Because he kind of acts like he's coaching royalty.
Oh, yeah.
You know? This kind of, like, this is the third opening game you've lost. Yeah, you probably should have picked up on that little tidbit of information about your team.
I think they've been long favored
before now.
I think they've been favored in all of them, too.
Right.
My family.
So, yeah. I mean, let me tell you. I remember all my years in college when the season started. And keep in mind, I only won one game opening week. We played Notre Dame, and we lost 3 of the 4. So I know that feeling. I remember we played Notre Dame and then Miami. And we went 0-2. Then we went to UCLA and needed a field goal to win the game. So, like, yeah. So I don't know what the issue is. I think when coaches get into those moments, you almost have to emphasize that on the sideline. And I think a lot of times they forget. They get caught up in other things. You know what I mean?
I love this weekend, man. Kane's kicking ass.
Hey, I'm telling you what. You know what I love? I love I could watch some Canes, doze off, look up at the TV again. Might be another game, but it's still football.
Yep.
Right? No, it was awesome.
But I love a weekend where you got Dabo losing, you got Brian Kelly losing, you got FSU losing. It's good. No. Oh. Because winning's... winning's
under 5 games.
What's five games? I don't know, dude. I mean, like, they lost 2 conference games, right? Like,
yep, right out the gate to what some would say is not even the best conference teams.
No,
like now everybody was looking at Georgia Tech, like, ooh, keep an eye on Georgia Tech. No, they still Georgia Tech. They just Florida State was 10th, and they really wasn't 10th.
We'll take a break. Mix things up coming up next.
Really?
What did I say?
Chafing.
Don't know why she
said that. You said that about David Long Jr.?
Why would you say that about him?
Why would you say that about him?
Under the bus like that.
Hard hitter, David Long. Hard hitter.
Brings the wood, some may say.
That's what we say in the football world. You guys.
Yeah, football people say that. Yeah,
football. Don't get me started. Takes no talent. Okay.
Do you bring the wood or do you lay the wood?
Oh, you bring it and then you lay it. You got to bring your wood before
and
you
when
lay
do
it.
You chop wood?
Oh, speaking of chopping wood, David Long Jr. says there's no ceiling for Chop Robinson.
It's just coming together, coming every day to get better. You know, he's coming in. He's open and learning. He takes coaching. You know, but he's a natural athlete. Just once he gets, you know, the right person here, like he said, he has the Calais right there on the side of him. He has these older guys, Chubb, you know, JP. You know, even though he's still young a little bit, he has experience. He has some great, you know, people in front of him that he can learn from, you know, like there's no ceiling for Chop. Yeah,
wow, I like that. Ceilings are stupid.
Yeah. Chop's issue has nothing to do with talent. When you set the edge, that's a 1-2 thing.
Yeah,
that's a 1-2 thing.
Takes no talent.
Get out there. You bring
put your body
back
in harm. You're putting your body in harm's way. By the way,
yeah,
this weather is like a South Florida beach condition. We call that, you go to the beach, you look at all the women, and you say, there's a rumble in the jungle.
Your Dolphins captains, by the way, Tua, Jalen Ramsey, Cheetah, David Long, Alec Ingold, Teron Armstead, Zach Sealer, Calais Campbell.
Nice. The 30 group.
A lot of old guys, yeah. I think the
two
only
is young.
Two is young.
Two, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
That's kind of it. Everybody else is old. Oh, David Long's young. I think David Long's young.
Yeah.
Fairly young. Not super young.
Yeah.
I tell you what, that Bucky's bag is crinkly.
It is good. I can tell.
What else you got, Marcos?
Unfortunately, we have some beef between two Dolphins captains.
Oh, no.
It's not a good way to start. Hopefully, they're able to resolve this by the season's opener this weekend. Tyreek Hill
Is Tua maybe a little bit too vocal now?
Wow.
I'm gonna keep pounding the table and keep saying that he's more vocal. Like, he's more vocal in the huddle. He's more vocal in the locker room. He's vocal everywhere. Like, everywhere I walk inside of this building, like, you're going to hear Tua mouth. Like, to the point where I'm like, I wish you shut up now. So, yeah, he's been great, though. Tua's a great teammate, man. And like I said, he does a great job of just over communicating to all the wideouts. Like, even if, you know, it is a good rep or bad rep, he's always coming up to us, like, making sure that, like, we see that route or that play the same as him. Like, and he does that with everybody on the offense, like, which I think is a great thing. Versus when I first came in here, we'd run a play, and then it'd be like, man, where to at? I need to go talk to him about this play. Versus now, he's coming to find you. So it's a beautiful thing to see, man. Like, same thing like Pat used to do back in KC, like making sure that guys see it the same as him. So it's great.
I mean, look, doesn't that come with maturity and, you know, kind of growing in that role?
Very mature, Tua.
I think one of the most mature things that Tua did was...
Mature.
Is don't vote for me for captain. Right? That was more mature than what he's doing now.
That was... I don't think he said don't vote for me. I don't even think he like threw his hat in the ring for that.
Right.
Those captains stunk. Jesse Davis. Oof.
Remember him? Not good.
Oof.
Wait, do you realize your ability to play doesn't make you determine whether you're a good leader or not?
These captains would say different.
True.
I like Mike McDaniel's method of best players are the captains.
It makes sense, doesn't it?
I like it. Just me. Man. Maybe have one intangibles in there, you know, a real try hard guy.
You got to have John Denny in there, but everyone else. God, I love John Denny.
I do know what he's talking about. Like, if you ever do have somebody, you're like, that guy's kind of quiet. Yeah. And then, like, you get him, yeah, you're like, all right, big mistake.
Liked him better when he was quiet.
Like, kind of when you started shadow boxing when we were walking through the casino.
Okay. You know.
It will always be one of the funniest things that, because I, like, it caught me off guard.
Shushine.
I'm like, hey, do I need to put my dukes up?
What are we doing? What's going on?
He was just like, he was working.
He was fighting a sniper.
He was working the bag. And I'm like, but still not as crazy as being followed around Vegas by a mariachi band.
I know. I'll tell you what, that in a couple of weeks, that UFC and Canelo in one weekend, that's going to be.
In the same.
Yeah. Like, in the same town.
Yeah.
Got time for one more?
Yeah, we got time. We got time for one more. We got time for two more if you want.
Two more. All right. Well, gentlemen, we've seen it for years as the Canes have been on a slump. What does every other team do when they score on the Miami Hurricanes?
We throw the U down.
I hate
that. Oh, so we had a lot of choppers.
Real interesting. Not sure if you guys saw this weekend following the victory for the Canes. Old Cristobal seemed to be... break the chomp! Oh! Oh, he broke that chomp! Wow!
Broke that jaw right over his knee!
Yeah, dude.
Boom.
Wow!
On
the way out. Take some of that.
Why? Yeah, I like that.
Get out of here. We actually hear from Coach Cristobal. This is what he had to say on breaking the Gators' chomp.
Remember much of any of that stuff. I'm happy for our fans. I think. I mean, Miami has gotten off to a good start this season.
That's why y'all get along.
And Miami has been through a lot over the course of 20 years. And it's the major reason why, when I was granted the blessing of the opportunity, was the number one. And there wasn't really a second reason of why choosing to come to Miami. That was always the most important thing. I think cameras are a little bit too intrusive. You know, I think the football world has been deprived of moments where you have to yourself. You know what I mean? Like, there's always a camera in a locker room. There's this. It's like, man, come on. You know, get out. Like, this is not you. You know, I'm just saying in general. You know, I mean, it's, you know, we do a lot. We sacrifice a lot. We work to a level of, man, physicality and effort that most people can't fathom. And sometimes, you know, media gets in there and,
makes more of things than what it is. But I hope what was captured was the utter just gratitude and emotion of our players and our fans being together in a setting like that, because, you know, they had had enough. They had read enough of, hey, Miami has no chance. It's a tough place on the road. You're playing against the SEC, and we respect every bit and all of that. But, you know, they went there on a mission to handle business, and they did.
Can I tell you?
How's that me?
Did you see how he wiggled away from video damn evidence? That's what you do.
He blamed the cameras.
Right. Like, dude, you know, everybody shoots stuff with their phone. So why are you talking about the media?
And Mario, it seems like you gave that gator there, the Jorge Masvidal, high knees.
I don't recall. You know, these cameras are everywhere. You know?
Like, that's exactly how you answer questions when you're caught red-handed.
I'm going to be honest with you. Half the time I see this content, it is not the media doing it. It is the players live streaming it.
Right.
That was great, though. It's like, oh, the cameras. You know what I hope the cameras did capture? The camaraderie on the field. You breaking the jaw of that gator.
We saw you giving Shawn Michaels chin music to the gator chomp. What are you talking about?
Boom. That's rough.
He's intense. He deserves it. Like, listen, obviously a very frustrating year the first couple of years. You know, the no knee, the loss to Middle Tennessee State. Got lost to Rutgers in it. The damn baseball stadium, okay? You know, that was well deserved, and I'm glad they had that moment. And yeah, this feels awesome. This feels like real hope. That quarterback, wow, he's good, and he had time. You know, he had a ton of time. I thought they challenged the young secondary. Everybody was talking bleep on them.
Hey, what about them guys up front?
Monsters,
goodness. Physicality.
And they killed that quarterback.
Killed him.
So glad after what he said to Ja'Cory Harris.
They brought, you know, when you're losing like bad, they go, come on, put the young guy in.
Yeah.
Put him in.
Oh, they put him. Well, he had no choice. The guy got turned into an accordion. Yeah.
This is the guy that told Ja'Cory Harris, what should I be worried about?
Yeah. What is it onomatopoeia when you say, when a word is like a sound?
Yeah, yeah.
That's like him.
Yeah, exactly. That's also the Florida State quarterback's last name, I think. DJ Onomatopoeia. I'm not sure what his name is really to this day. I will never learn it.
There seems to be some chicanery going on in the world of basketball, and I'm not happy about it. Ooh. Plus, we'll hear a little bit more from your Miami Dolphins as we gear up for a game week. More Goosey's coming in, final hour of the show, back after this.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.